And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a natural remedies company located here in Seattle, Washington. We sell every day at the Pike Place Market and online at sistersageherbs.com. And before we start our topic today, I just want to let everybody know that this is a medical disclaimer. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. And with that, today we're going to be talking about depression and seasonal disorder and anxiety. And I know, Jane, that during holiday time, with a lot of people I know, have all kinds of problems. And I really feel the urge to speak out about some of the things that you and I know about herbs, mm-hmm. and herbs that can be effective for some of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
We are not doctors, of course, but this is really important. So let's start with some of the herbs that we've been discussing today. Okay.
First, I would like to say mm-hmm. that my mom definitely had a lot of depression
mm-hmm.
growing up, and I can see it being seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And right before the holidays, she would get all manic and all excited, making everybody gifts,
mm-hmm.
making presents, focusing on this one day that everything's going to be great or perfect or whatever.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, of course she'd be exhausted anyway, but then also you have this depression like, okay, now what, you know?
Right.
So there's a little bit of that seasonal around those kind of holidays. It could be the Thanksgiving or the Christmas or the New Year's, whatever, you're throwing a bash, you have mm-hmm. like a big thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then afterwards, there's a little bit of depression. This could be around any party, any kind of thing, event.
You sure.
know? So anyway, with that in mind, and then of course also missing people that would have, like, you know, for me, I don't really get as sad for missing my mom around mm-hmm. the holidays
mm-hmm.
that she's gone, but I know a lot of people do.
Sure.
I tend to focus around her birthday or her death day, but, you know, there's seasonal things and triggers for everybody.
Oh, yes.
These ups and downs. So.
And the darkness, you know, of winter, I think, is just...
kind of a reminder, I think,
mm-hmm.
for people. So, yeah.
I've definitely seen that for my whole life here in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Well,
I moved to New Mexico because I couldn't handle the long nights for a while, but now I have skiing.
Yeah, or just being outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And having warm enough clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like either even if you don't have skiing,
mm-hmm.
Like you and I went up to Snoqualmie Pass and you forgot all your gear and you still had warm enough clothes to take a really beautiful walk in the woods.
Yeah.
And that is the difference.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Just go out and breathe the fresh air.
Exactly.
And you're time, it's all stuffy inside anyway. So.
And you're just getting out there.
Yep.
And I know that you saw a 30-foot, you know, like, icicle.
Oh, my gosh. That was so cool. And it was so beautiful and quiet back there.
Yeah.
And I got to hang out with my friends who normally were skiing, so we don't really talk, you know, in depth about different things. I saw the different routes that I just hear about because I don't do the backcountry so much.
Right.
But anyway, you find all kinds of fun things when you just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Take some exercise and walk.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, back to the post of the day.
To herbs.
To herbs.
let's discuss Lemon balm first. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. Most.
You take it quite a bit too, don't you?
Yeah, I really love it.
Yeah.
I drink it in the morning. Mm-hmm. I grew the herb right here in front of our house. It's easy to grow. Mm-hmm. Not much to it. It comes back every year. Mm-hmm. You can't really get rid of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And the more you cut it, and even if you water it in the summer, it really comes back. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just wonderful for mood. And you can have a look. And there's some books that do mention it. There was one that I really loved. One that's fairly new to me called Herbal Therapy and Supplements, A Scientific and Traditional Approach. Marilee A. Kuhn and David Winston.
Cool.
And I know they mentioned that in there.
Yeah.
And that's an easy one to grow here in the mm-hmm. Pacific Northwest, especially. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can grow it elsewhere, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure the seeds go over most places.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I have another friend who's taken that for anxiety, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. When she had an illness, and she said she cooked with it, she made salad dressing, she tried to do all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've also heard about using it in a balm, in oil. Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of nice. Just, I don't know, topically, if you can receive the same benefits, but it sure would smell really nice and clean. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's about all I know about, more than you know.
Cool.
And then the clover we sent to our friend.
Yeah, and I'm not as familiar with the clover, so maybe you can fill me in.
It's kind of more nutritional value.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot of minerals and vitamins from pretty deep down into the soil, mm-hmm. because they go really deep. And I usually plant the clover to help the soil improve mm-hmm. each year. And then the benefit is these really pretty little red flower buds. Mm-hmm. And they're just really beautiful. So we take about 6 or 8 of those. Of course, I'm using them dried now. So they dried. At first they get really dark red, but then they pretty much look just kind of brown. But then when you put them into the water, I wouldn't say brown, but anyway, not quite as green or not quite as red as you would go. When you put them in the water, and you put hot water in there, about probably 20 minutes later, maybe even just 10 minutes later, mm-hmm. the water's all pink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it has a nice, like, I don't know, thick mouthfeel, you know what I mean?
Right.
So kind of like a milk wood, you know, like has like, you know, thickness. I guess it has a little bit of protein as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what that is, the molecules. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you looking at?
I want to go back to, I was looking in that book that I was just telling you about. I didn't have it open, but I'm looking at it now, and it says here, for lemon balm, traditional use for gas, nausea, and digestive for adults and children. And current use, good for headache relief, relieves nervousness, improves sleep, reduces restlessness. And it says also, mild antidepressant can be useful for seasonal affective disorder when mixed with St. John's wort. And
perfect.
So this is a perfect segue.
Oh, we didn't even know.
So,
wow.
Let's also move over to St. John's wort.
Yeah, what we sent in our package to our friend is St. John's wort tincture. So this is some of the herb that we grew on our farm, and I think it's in your little video that you made for our farm on Facebook.
I think it is.
We're clipping it. And then we put that in some of the vodka from our new supplier of vodka, and which has been prayed over by monks, so that can't hurt even.
But it's just so fun to say it's been prayed over by monks.
That part's placebo. But anyway, all right.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
So the St. John's Wort, we just took some of that and put it in a little bottle and sent that off today. And so if he maybe takes the lemon balm tea and the St. John's Wort tincture together, would be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then what do you have there?
I was going to add, there's a lot in this little tiny book. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to add something about this book, Herbal Therapy and Supplements. I'm going to read from it here in a second, A Scientific and Traditional Approach. David Winston, Marilee Kuhn, A. Kuhn. And we are talking about St. John's Wort. And, of course, they talk about all the science of it, which I am not going to go into. And then they talk about traditional use, antidepressant, antiviral, antibacterial, diuretic, nervous system, and then current use, mild to moderate depression, not appropriate for severe depression or bipolar disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Use with lemon balm for greatest activity.
Wow. Neat. That's cool.
So
probably not like half and half, you know? Maybe just a couple of drops instead of like a big dropper.
Relieves fatigue in depression persons. Mm-hmm. And this plant can be found all over. Mm-hmm. The Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's considered a weed by many, many farmers, especially, well, I should say cattle and animal farmers, ranchers, because it can cause sunburn, or it has been known to cause sunburn on, I don't know, goats or something, cows or something.
It also says here, use with motherwort and blue vervain. Mm. So that is something to think about too. And we weren't going to talk about those here on our little list for this episode here, but
that's the Holy Mama. That's half of the Holy Mama.
Oh, right.
A little bit of the Holy Mama.
So you're speaking about your product.
Sorry, yeah. That's interesting. Well, cool.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Okay. A friend had mentioned it for postpartum, so that's kind of interesting because it would be those two. Cool. Well, anyway. Then we have one more skullcap.
Okay, yeah.
Before we just start random.
And what can you tell me?
Well, what I have heard and in my opinion about skullcap, actually, one of my favorite mixtures is the skullcap and the tulsi.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we called it Zen Mama? Because it was like holy Rama basil.
It was wonderful.
It was really good. Yeah. So anyway, so you could have that tea and then have a squirt of the skullcap tincture in there and like a half a squirt of the St. John's Wort or something like that. That would be really lovely. But the skullcap, well, it's really funny because I think so many people have so many different kinds of experiences with it. Mm. Mostly what I've heard is that skullcap is just a really nice nervine to just calm your nerves and sort of make you resistant to, like, irritants, if I could put it one way. So, like, I heard, what's the guy name? Howie Brownstein. Anyway, he was the one who was saying that you could walk down the street and hear it, like a garbage can fall over and be like totally freaked out. It was so loud. And then after taking skull cap for a month, you'll walk down like during garbage day and not even notice it, you know? So it's like, just makes you kind of not sweat the little things, you know? But anyway, what'd you find out about the skull cap?
You won't believe this.
Well, I have more, but go ahead, tell me what you, because you just lit up.
This is the same book, I'm reading from the same book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it still recording?
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, and it says here, useful in Nervine formulas with chamomile, lemon balm, and St. John's wort.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So.
Versatile.
I want to mention this, too, for skullcap. Useful and antispasmodic that can be effective for reducing or controlling tremors,
mm-hmm.
for Parkinson's and restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yep. Mild Tourette's, maybe?
Yeah.
Syndrome here.
Maybe even epilepsy, I can't remember if that was one of those.
They do not mention that.
Let's read the disclaimer one more time.
Well... I think we're okay.
Yeah.
And the skull cap, you usually do fresh herb?
Not necessarily, but...
But tincture?
Tincture.
Yeah.
The other story I have is another friend of mine had... I don't know. I was visiting with them, and they have like a... At the time, I think the little kid was like 3 years old or something. And we were talking about different herbs, and then I was like, oh, I just love skullcap. And the guy was like, oh, I'm really careful with skullcap. I gave my daughter like one drop because she would not go to sleep. She would not go to sleep. And then I gave her one drop because she was only one and a half years old. And she slept for like 12 hours, and we were like freaking out that she So he was like, it is powerful. But, you know...
Maybe it's powerful
for kids. It is powerful. It's powerful for everyone. And sometimes you only need that one drop, you know.
Right.
When you're 1 year old. So, that was a cool thing. And so I was kind of really apprehensive about the herb for a while because that was early on and I hadn't done my own experimenting with it. But the other thing about the skull cap, and it, if anybody can grow it, it's just such a beautiful plant to grow. It has... These Rich O'Check is where I got my seeds, traditional medicinals, I think. No. Anyway, it used to be Horizon Herbs. Anyway, he described, strictly medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
He describes the flowers as looking like dolphins, like little blue dolphins. Like,
is that right?
Flying, yeah, through, like jumping. Because they're like these light blue and they're really pretty.
Mm.
But what I remember about them is that once they go to seed, after the flowers go to seed, they have this really cool shell that's left over that's like a shovel. It looks like a shovel.
Oh, really?
And the seed is in the shovel. And then I saw a bird land on it and the seed popped into the air and like... Phew.
Whoa.
So it's like nature's little boomerang or whatever.
Right. Cool.
Catapult. So that's my little thing about skullcap, and it's really beautiful. It's not super prolific herb, mm-hmm. so we need to grow more ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's a tiny little clusters that kind of, you know, spread every year, but...
Well, I'm excited to grow more, you know?
Yeah.
That's one that I'm not familiar with, so.
And it tastes so good. Mm. Love it.
Right on.
And I think we included the calendula seeds so that they can grow their own calendula because in the springtime, it's super pretty and it's uplifting. And it's also a mild antidepressant.
Oh, yeah. You can use it as tea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could make it antiseptic.
All kinds of things. It's one of my favorite herbs.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And it smells really good too.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. You can just,
it's like fresh.
Yeah, you can just, like, rub it on your face.
We used to have it planted under the hot tub, a little bench next to the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd lie out on the bench, and it would smell so good in the afternoon.
The oils on it are really incredible.
Yeah. So, like, once the sun went down, it would just smell so good. Anyway, so that'll be fun, and they're super easy to grow. So just throw them in the garden and let nature take care of it.
Yeah. All right, folks, if you made it to the end of this podcast, you are so awesome. Yes, you are so awesome.
Super herbalicious people.
And wishing you a beautiful day wherever you are. And maybe this helps somebody somewhere.
I hope so.
Or I hope this gives you some good ideas. And wishing you a fabulous 2019.
May the sun shine in your heart. Cheers.
Cheers.